We are learning Masechtas Ba'Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Beis Amar Beis, and we are beginning a new Mishnah on Kuf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. This beginning of the Mishnah, we actually had in Daf Yigimel in the beginning of Masechta. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers. Echad Oni Ve'echad Asher, and the father was Nifter and left over V'Niach Lam Aviyem Merchetz or Beis Abad. Left him over Merchetz or Beis Abad. And usually, these type of things, it's not something you can split down the middle, because Merchetz is one Merchetz, and Beis Abad is one Beis Abad. Now, a lot of times when something can be split, you can say good or egoid, which means you say either you take it or I take it. That's you can force someone. But here, one was an ani, he couldn't afford to buy it, and you only say good or egoid if they, both of them could afford it. So here, that was the story. So now, asan l'schar, if this merchetz and beis abad was, in his father's days, was something they rented out to the public. So then, haschar l'emtza. So they keep on doing that. The usher can't say, I want to use it for myself. It was made to rent out to the public, and you split the profits. But usher l'atzman, if the father used it at his own private merchetz, was not public, or the beis abad was his own beis abad, now the ani has zero use of such a thing. He can't afford avodim to wash him in the merchetz, and he can't afford any olives to put in the beis abad. So here, harei asher amal ani, kach avodim v'yirchetz v'merchetz. If you want to have half the days, you can have it. Bring avodim. Go bring zesim and use the beis abad. But if not, I'm going to use it. I'm not paying you half of it because it's no good or good, and I'm not renting it out. Why am I not renting it out? The Rashbam says I don't want people walking into my house. I don't want it to become a public thoroughfare in my house. So therefore, we're leaving it the way it is. And you could do what you want, but if you have no avodim, it's not my fault. I don't have to pay you anything for that. And therefore, the usher lands up, de facto, he lands up owning the whole merchetz. He's the only one who can use it. And that's the halacha. The Gemara reports is Daf Yigimel, the guy with the din of good or agud, that here, the oni can't say, buy me out. Because the usher can say that the only time you can force me to buy me out, if you have an option of buying me out. But you can't say that, just buy me out. You have to say either buy me out or I'll buy you out. And here, you don't have that choice because it's the ani, and therefore the halacha is that the usher can tell the ani, when you have a vodum, come wash yourself. Now, a new halacha, which will be a discussion of the Gemara. Shnayim shohayu be'ir achas, shem echad Yosef ben Shimon, shem achad Yosef ben Shimon. There's two fellows, exact same name. Both names are Yosef ben Shimon. So first of all, the halacha is, ein yochel lohitzi shtar choyv ze al ze. They cannot be moitzi a shtar choyv, one on the other one. And the Rashbam here says the reason, which is not exactly like the Gemara's reason, but we'll say the Rashbam's reason over here. He says that they can't take a shtar on each other. You know why? Because when one Yosef Shimon goes to the other Yosef and says, you know, you owe me money, Yosef Shimon says, that's my shtar that I gave you back when you paid me. I don't owe you any money. It's my shtar. I was the malva. Like Yosef Shimon number one, Yosef Shimon number two. Yosef Shimon comes number two, he says, you owe me money, have a star. So Yosef Shimon number two says, what do you mean? I was the malva, and then when you pay back, I gave you that star. So that star is really mine. Yosef Shimon owes him money. So there, you can't have a star on each other. That's the response to the reason over here. We'll see another reason later on in the Gemara, on Daf Kufayin Gimel. So there's two guys, and no one can make a star chayv on them. Someone comes to Yosef and Shimon in town and says, I have a star here that you owe me money. So Yosef Shimon says, it's not me, it's the other guy. He goes to the other guy and says, no, it's not me, it's the other guy. So you cannot be mitzi a star chayv on any Yosef and Shimon. But it's mashma that Yosef and Shimon could be mitzi a star chayv on someone else. That it could be. That if Yosef Shimon has a star that Yisachar owes Yosef Shimon money, and the Yosef Shimon walks in with that star, he could owe him money. That's his mashma over here. There'll be also discussion in the Gemara. Now, the last halacha in the Mishnah is, another halacha in the Mishnah is,
because
he's the mighty. Maybe it fell from another guy. Maybe it fell from another guy. Terez not chayshon in the fila. We'll see. Maybe it fell from another guy. No, not worry about that. Nimsa le'echav en shtereisav shtereish Yosef Shimon perua. With this line, really a steerer to the line before. If someone found in his shtereis, it sounds like he is the malva, and it sounds like he found, and we just said before, that a malva can be moitzi shtar choyv alehem. So nimtz lecha ben shtaraisov, shtaris Yosef and Shimon perua. He finds between the shtaris that the shtar of Yosef and Shimon is perua. So we just said before that a malva can't go to Yosef and Shimon and collect. So what's in the gate of this halacha? We'll see in the Gemara about that. But nimtz lecha ben shtaraisov, shtaris Yosef and Shimon perua, shtaris shnei and perum. They're both paid up. Both Yosef and Shimon's star is made up because we don't know which one refers to the shayver, and therefore they're both perum. Again, we have to wait for the Gemara to understand this better. So Kate said, Yasu, you have two Yosef and Shimon's, what should you do? So you shall shalu, you should give the third dar. should make the third door. If it's Reuven ben Yaakov or Yosef and Shimon, so Yosef and Shimon ben Yaakov, and the other one's Yosef and Shimon ben Naphtali, that's what you should write. They both have the same father, they're both Yaakov. So Yichtvu Simon, you write a Simon. Either one's short, one's tall, one's red, one's white. You write a Simon. They both look the same. Yichtvu Kayin, you should write if it's a Kayin. And the Gemara's going to ask, what happens if they're both Kahanim? So then you write the fourth door. But you get to, you have to write some kind of simon if you want to have a star. Yes, you have to write. We're still not money. Huh? We're still not your money. So that's the mission. Zok Gemara. Who started off the Beidin Adbarav Huna Dava Kosabei? Ani Ploini Bar Ploini Levisi Mono Mimcha. There was a star that came to the Beidin Rav Huna that said it was not a star that had two sides of the story. Only had it was a Ksav Yadai that said me, Shmuel Ben Yosef is borrowed money from you. And this guy's holding on to a star. It doesn't say his name, but he's holding a star. Yisachar is holding to a star that says that Shmuel borrowed money from him. So Shmuel owes the money. But it doesn't say to him. So this could have fell from anyone, the star. That's the question. So that came to Rav Huna. So Huna says, Om Rav Huna, Tav Amon Beis, Om Rav Huna, Mimcha, Afilum Reish Galusa, Afilus Shvar Malka. So we learn the Rashbam's pshat. The Rashbam says that Rav Huna tainted that it's not a good star because it could have fell from anyone. It could have fell from you. It could have fell from a Reish Galusa. It could have fell from a Shvar Malka. It could have fell from anyone. So like the Rashbam says, Mimcha Mashma Afilum Reish Galusa. Kleima Shem Reish Galusa. Oy Yodam Achar Helveu. Lent him money. Lent Shmuel money. V'nafom Avenum What's Also. And it fell from the Reish Galusa. And you found it. It doesn't mean anything. So that's how the Rashbam learns. The Tosfos and the Rashbam's second pshat a little different than this, but we'll go with this pshat. So that was Rav Huna's pshat. That was Chayshim and Fila, basically. Oma le'Rav Chista le'Rabba puk ayba. So Rav Chista told Rabba, by the way, look into this shayla le'urta boy le'Rav Huna menach, because Rav Huna's going to ask you about this halacha. Nofak dok ve'eshkach. So he went out and he found a brisa about this. Time he looked at a brisa. Get, so he said, look, he's asking the shayla. So he found the brisa. And he first understood a different pshat and how, what the shayla is. That it doesn't say what, it doesn't say any name, it doesn't say a name, so that's the problem. So he found the brisa that says, the Tanya, get yeshul of Eidim, ve'im bo'izman, get that has Eidim, ve'ad hazman. Avashol Eimer, im kosov bo'yav, it said, girashti ha'ayoyim, that I divorced you today, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Ad hazman. So Gemara thought that something that says Hayoim and she walks to the Bezdin, so then today it's Chal, it's like a Zman today. Alma Hayoim Ahu Yoim with the Nafik Bei Mashma. The word Hayoim is like a Tanai in the Shtar, that whoever, when you walk into Bezdin, that day it'll be Chal, and therefore Hayoim is a Zman, because Hayoim means a day they walk into the Bezdin. If you look at the Rashbam, Ahu Yoim the Nafik with Bezdin Skarisha Isha Mashma, but Chashmin like a Zaman Gomer. More thought that's called Zman, even though it's a very not a clear Zman. It's an ambiguous man, but it means the day you walk at the Bezdin. When it says Mimcha, it means that whoever's going to walk into Bezdin with this shtar and saying Mimcha, it's you. So it's showing from Avashal that even ambiguous language, that if you could teach it, that it means someone walking into Bezdin Hayoim or Mimcha, that's enough of a name or enough of a Zman. So obviously there's no Dimna. I'm only a Bayah, but Dilma. What shaychus? The reason why you don't need a Zman is because he holds a Rav Elazar, the Oma Eidim Asira Karati, and therefore if you have Eidim Asira, they could tell you the Zman, and the Zman, the Zman and Shtar is only called Eidim Chasim Karati, which means everything is written in the Shtar. According to Rav Elazar, the Iker get is a piece of paper going from man to woman in front of Eidim. That's the whole thing. You don't have to have Eidim on the Shtar. You don't have to have a Zman on the Shtar. So that's why it's good. Avahocha, but here, it's not a shayla. Here's a whole new shayla. Lechash nafila. Here's a new problem. Here, even if the guy says a shtar, I owe you, but may it fell from someone. May it fell from someone. So what shaykh is? It's not an answer. Amalei, so Rabbi said, kudu nafila kashinan. I owe, there's no chash nafila. We're not choshev nafila. And I'll bring you a raya. When we know tamer lechashin nafila, where do we see not choshev nafila? The Tanan, we learned this is our Mishnah. We learned an our Mishnah. Shnayim Shavir Achas, Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon, Veshem Acha Yosef ben Shimon. There's two Yosef and Shimons. The loch is, Einichoyim Leitzi Shtarachoyim Zealza. They can't be Leitzi Shtarachoyim on each other because they can say, like the Rashbam said, that it came from me really. V'loy Achar, Yoch Leitzim Shtarachoyim. And someone else can't come and say, Yosef ben Shimon says, you owe me Shmuel, you owe me Shmuel money. So the guy says, that's not me, it's the other Yosef ben Shimon. And the guy says, it's the other Yosef ben Shimon. But, It's mashma in the Mishnah. This the Mishnah doesn't speak out, but it's mashma from process illumination. The ha'heim alachem yichayim. They can be mitzvah star on someone else. Which means any Yosef Shimon walks into Bezdin with a star, it says that Shmuel owes Yosef Shimon money, that's fine. Because I'm holding on to the star. So ha'heim yichayim yichayim. Am I? Lecha shafila. Maybe it fell from the other Yosef Shimon. Elolav shmaim nofila kashinon. So Rabbi says, I see me not choshesh for nofila. The Abaya says, no. Linafila dechad loy chashinon. Fila rabim chashinon. I'm going to stop here. What does it mean like this? Abaya says, that it fell from Yosef HaShimon, and in a city of 500,000, another Yosef HaShimon found the same star, that's like wild. That the punk, he'll find it. But a star that says, ani chayiv loch, you know, me Shmuel is chayiv you, and I don't say anyone else, anyone could find it. That the choshesh for already, because anyone can take the star. So that's what he's saying. It's no raya. So he's saying like this. The bottom line is this. Rav Huna said v'choshesh v'nafila. So Rabbi looked into the Indian, and Rabbi said that no, that we're not choshesh v'nafila. And I'll bring you a raya. We're not choshesh v'nafila because we see by two years of shemna choshesh. So he says no. That's the chance of the same Yisrael finding that you don't choshesh for. But anyone in the world choshesh that you could be choshesh, and therefore Rav Huna says it's not a good star.